All right, so I thought that I would do Tree's 2019 Backstage Accent Challenge. I don't generally record, but this one caught my eye. It probably doesn't sound like I have much of an accent, but I generally mask it. So, and I've been doing that for a long time. I moved to the Midwest. I don't know, about 18 months ago. And when my accent pops up here, I get a lot of shit for it. But I work with people all over the country, all over the world. And I don't know, I guess when I hear myself speaking naturally, it just doesn't sound very elegant. So it also ends up resulting in a lot of questions about Matt Damon and Ben Affleck. So, I am originally from Massachusetts, from Boston, so you're gonna hear this in a Boston accent. Usually reserved for when I go home. Comes out a lot when I'm with certain friends too, or especially when I'm really tired or angry, very angry, and definitely when I'm drunk. So, but all right. So, let's start with the questions. How do you pronounce your username? I pronounce it Ms. Donovan. Where are you from in the world? Well, I grew up in southeastern Massachusetts, but spent a lot of time between work and college in downtown Boston. So that's where I'm from. What is it called when someone throws toilet paper on the house? I think that's called TPing. I've never done it, but I'm pretty sure that's what it's called. What is that bubbly carbonated drink called? That is called soda. It is not called pop, which is all I hear out here. So, yeah, I miss it. It's definitely called soda. What term do you use for gym shoes? I call them sneakers. What do you call your grandparents? I have three sets of grandparents. So I call my mom's grandparents Meme and Pepe. We're French Canadian on that side. I call my other two sets. One of my grandmothers is Italian, so I have a nonna and a grandfather, and then a grams and gramps. What do you call the thing with wheels used to carry groceries in the supermarket? A shopping cart or a carriage. But I probably use shopping cart more, or just cart. And yes, that's CART, not COT. What do you use to change channels on TV? If I'm home, it's called a clicker. Where's the clicker? What did you do with the clicker? Are you sitting on the clicker? better known as the remote, but yeah, we call it a clicker back home. Okay. Choose any book and read a random passage. Oh, okay. All right. I am in the middle of Jenny Lawson's Let's Pretend This Never Happened. She's a blogger, or a blogger. And that's how I found her. She has a few books out. She's a hilarious writer. Hold on, let me open it up to where I left off. Okay, so this is hilariously appropriate. So I'm just gonna start reading where I picked up, where I left off when I last put the book down. As of today, I've had to ask five separate men, "Is this your penis?" after their pictures got caught in the email filter. Side note, when I read this to people who don't work in HR, they stop me here and say, "Really? People actually mail pictures of their penises at work?" And I explain that yes, it happens at least once a quarter. If it's an HR person I'm reading this to, they always say, "Really? You worked in HR for 15 years and you only had to ask five men about their penises?" And I explain that no. I wrote this in my first few years in HR, and there's another one in the very next paragraph. After that, they just got so commonplace, I stopped writing about them in my journal. I eventually got to where I could say, "Is this your penis?" without blushing or giggling. That's how much practice I had at handing random men photos of their junk and asking them to identify their penis. I never once had to do it with a vagina, probably because women are better at not getting their emails caught in the firewall because they don't use the subject line, "Look at my penis." Also, vaginas seem to have less personality than penises, so "Is this your vagina?" would probably be difficult to answer. If someone asked me to pick my own vagina's mugshot out of a lineup of vaginas, I'd be helpless and probably concerned about what exactly my vagina had been doing that constituted a need for its own mugshot. So, yeah, pretty appropriate, especially if you're on Twitter nowadays. Anyway, so, okay, random passage. What do we get next? Do you personally think you have an accent? I absolutely have an accent. There's no doubt about that. But like I said, I am able to turn it off as I need to. Have been doing it for years. And generally, like I said, you wouldn't hear it. All right. Say these words. Aunt, envelope, theater, clot, salmon, bacon, macaroon, caramel, fire, tomato, coupon, herb, pecan, both, again, root, probably, sovereign, lawyer, mirror, water, mayonnaise, oregano, pajamas, iron, naturally, aluminum, GIF, New Orleans, Cracker Jack, doorknob, Alabama, mobile, country, biscuit, garage. Say any three words that come to your mind. Actually, three things that come to my mind, especially when it comes to my accent. It's not things, but they're places. Cities in Massachusetts that, unless you're from Massachusetts, you're probably saying it a different way. We would tell you that you're saying it wrong. So Gloucester, Leicester, and Peabody. Bonus round. If you're up for it, try the word list in other accents. I can read it without my accent. I imagine other than that AH sound, they'll probably sound mostly the same. All right. Aunt, envelope, theater, cot, salmon, bacon, macaroon, caramel, fire, tomato, coupon, herb, pecan, both, again, root, probably, sovereign, lawyer, mirror, water, mayonnaise, oregano, pajamas, iron, naturally, aluminum, GIF, New Orleans, Cracker Jack, doorknob, Alabama, mobile, country, biscuit, garage. So that's that. You will probably not hear this accent much going forward with anything I record. Like I said, it's something that I tend to mask a bit when I'm reading something or if I ever record any audios. So that's it. That's me. Hope you enjoyed.